Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 24th, 2023. Welcome to Day 825. Fox News parted ways with Tucker Carlson, effective immediately. Carlson's departure comes a week after Fox News settled Dominion Voting Systems' defamation lawsuit for $787.5 million. Although Fox News said the network and Carlson had agreed to part ways, Carlson found out that he was fired about 10 minutes before the network announced his departure. In a statement, Fox News said, "We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor." Other than sports, Tucker Carlson Tonight was the top-rated primetime show on cable television. Carlson's last broadcast aired on Friday, and he ended the show by saying, "We'll be back on Monday." Moving on, the Supreme Court protected full access to the most commonly used abortion pill in the United States. In its first major abortion-related decision since overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court blocked a lower court's ruling that had revoked the FDA's approval of mifepristone after more than two decades. As a result, mifepristone will remain widely available while appeals play out in lower courts. Two of the nine justices, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, said they would have let part of the ruling that suspended the FDA's approval of mifepristone take effect. Meanwhile, Chief Justice John Roberts declined to directly respond to a congressional request to investigate possible ethics violations by Justice Clarence Thomas. Instead, Roberts referred the request from Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin to the Judicial Conference. Durbin requested the investigation after a report found that Thomas accepted luxury trips from a Republican mega-donor for more than two decades. The trips were not disclosed on Thomas's public financial filings. Moving on, Trump's legal team discussed using data from a breached Georgia voting machine to try and decertify the state's 2021 U.S. Senate runoff election. In mid-January 2021, Jim Penrose, a former NSA official working with Sidney Powell, texted Doug Logan, the CEO of Cyber Ninjas, which runs audits of voting systems. They said, "Here's the plan. Let's keep this close hold. We only have until Saturday to decide if we are going to use this report to try to decertify the Senate runoff election or if we hold it for a bigger moment." On January 7, 2021, Trump allies and contractors working on his behalf copied sensitive software and data from voting equipment in Coffee County. The data was then shared with several Trump allies and operatives, including Logan, Penrose, Powell, and Rudy Giuliani. Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis, who is investigating the scheme to breach voting systems, has subpoenaed Penrose and Logan, as well as Powell and Giuliani. The Coffee County breach is also under investigation by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Moving on, Florida's Surgeon General personally omitted information from a state study about COVID-19 vaccines last year to suggest that young men should not get vaccinated. Draft versions of the analysis show that Joseph Ladapo, a known COVID-19 vaccine skeptic, edited the document to say that men between 18 and 39 are at high risk of heart illness from COVID-19 vaccines that use mRNA technology, assertions that contradicted state data and go against guidance from the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics. The initial draft of the document stated there was no significant risk associated with the vaccines for young men. Ladapo, who was appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2021 to head the Florida Department of Health, later used the altered analysis to recommend that young men should not get the COVID-19 vaccine. And finally, the Supreme Court rejected appeals from oil and gas companies facing nearly two dozen lawsuits by state and local governments accusing them of contributing to climate change. The lawsuits were filed by Rhode Island, as well as municipalities or counties in Maryland, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. The companies wanted the cases moved to federal courts, which the justices refused. Justice Brett Kavanaugh noted that he would have taken up one of the cases, while Justice Samuel Alito did not participate because he owns stock in ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
Right.